This could get out of hand real easy, Mr. Richards. We don't want a riot on our hands.
A riot? Don't be ridiculous. High-spirited kids, that's what I see. They even gave themselves a name. They call themselves... Strange Ways. Twisted
Ways. How are you doing? Oh, yeah. It looks like we're going to have ourselves a rock and roll party tonight. Yeah!
Aw, yeah. Greetings from Jindal. You're listening to the Strange Ways Kiss Podcast. I'm Jody Abnott.
This is Clinton.
And I'm D-Rock.
We're here celebrating Kiss today. I know it's been a little while, so thanks for being patient with us, Kiss Army. Summer, so we do our things. We got hiking, roller coasters.
Medical problems.
Camping, medical problems, fireworks.
Kids.
Kids, old ladies, wives. It's summer, dude, so we're a little bit busy, so... Thanks for waiting around so damn long in between episodes. So how you doing, Kiss Army?
Yo, what up?
So, we got some, only thing new that's really happened in Kiss World for us is the Axis TV thing. We haven't talked about that since the last episode. So what'd you think about that? Let me say first, though, that I want to thank Robert Foster for sending me the DVD of it. I don't have Axis TV, so he sent me the DVD. You know, he found out about us on the Strange Ways page. So, hey. Thanks a lot, Robert. That's awesome, man. Yeah, we really do appreciate it. That's fucking badass. So anyway, what did you think about it?
I got it, so I watched it.
Right.
I liked it. I mean, I was impressed that they actually, started off with different songs, played different songs, you know, that we don't normally hear them play every time they come through tour, you know?
Right, that's true. So the spider was all right. It was all right, you know. I thought that the only thing I didn't like about the whole TV program was just the, you know, everybody's probably talked about it by now, but the fucking Paul Stanley stage raps, he's fucking struggling on those, man. Yeah, he used to be really good at it.
Yeah. Bam, bam!
Right.
That's like the one that had me just like... Even
through the 80s, dude, he had better stage raps than he
has. He was more fluent with everything. Now he's like struggling to try to think of what to say.
And part of that, I was thinking about it too, because I was so just like... almost ashamed of Paul when I'm watching. But I think that maybe part of it is this, maybe everyone there doesn't speak English that well, so he can't do his normal thing. I'm hoping that's what was
maybe
up.
He's trying to stick to more basic words that everybody would know.
Like boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? He can't get more basic. But I'm hoping that when they finally do hit America, which seems like it's going to be forever the way it's going. I still haven't heard any dates. But anyway.
Hopefully they step up.
Hopefully he's just himself. Because of that, it didn't even seem like Paul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed.
Real, like, just maybe he was having a bad night. Yeah. Or, I don't know.
Or, like you said, maybe it was because it was in Sweden.
Yeah, and he's just trying. They don't. They speak
in
English
Zurich,
in Sweden?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, Zurich's Germany.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, wherever they were, maybe they don't speak English quite so well, so maybe he had to...
I'm sure it's a second language. I'm sure that probably a lot of people understand it. It's
most.
Well, I mean, even the people in Brazil, they don't speak English. You know,
they still go to
shows. But whenever, people come into their concerts and shit, they're screaming everything in English, but otherwise they probably don't understand a word of it.
I don't know
how that works.
They gotta speak some English for...
Something.
What sense would it make to go to a concert then?
Yeah, but music's universal. You don't have to know what they're saying. There's a lot of shit I have no idea what it's saying. I like
it. Well, yeah, that's true.
You know
true.
What I mean? But, I mean, anybody that listens to any kind of like death metal, they don't have a fucking clue what they're saying.
Right,
it doesn't really support
my
point about the melody. I mean, the whole thing is if you like the melodies that go along with the music, that's universal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have to know what they're saying.
Right.
And you get the show on top of it. I could see why people would go, but I don't know. I think maybe that's why he came off just kind of flat for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shame of the old star child.
I don't know. I didn't.
Like, man, you're just shaking your head going, God damn.
Well, there was some rumors or something. Did you hear some rumors about, like, after the show or something like that?
No, man.
Like,
what happened?
Like, I don't know. All I saw, I think it was on the Kiss Facebook page or whatever,
right.
Paul released some statement saying that he was okay, that nothing even happened, that it was a rumor or whatever. Huh. But I can't remember what it supposedly was now.
Oh. I should have wrote it down. I don't know what it was, but...
Did you see him jump?
scared me. So anyways, Kiss. We're back on the Kiss talk today. We don't have a subject again, but whatever. It's still fun to get together and gab about our favorite gods of thunder, as it were, right?
Yes. Yep.
Hell yeah. Another thing that's new that we can talk about and let everyone know, I'm sure everyone out there knows about it, but the contamination's coming up end of August. Yeah. We're going to get to meet the old spaceman and a bunch of cool horror people. Kane's going to be there, the original Jason, and...
Elvira's going to be there.
I heard Elvira's going to be there. Elvira. If she's there, you guys might have to pull my face out of her crotch. For real.
Pull my finger.
Right. Seriously, if I have a chance, man, I'm going to do anything I can to get me some of that Elvira. Oh, yes. Man. Anyways, that's off subject, but... We'll keep it. That's all I'm gonna say about her for now. We'll keep you posted after contamination. If I bang this bitch, I'll definitely let my Kiss Army brothers know. Keep your fingers crossed for me out there, Kiss Army. Yes! Hell yeah. Oh, another thing I was just thinking about the other day that's completely off the subject again, but let me ask you guys this. Okay, so I'm on Facebook, and continually I see nothing but all these little chicks in Kiss makeup. And what's your thoughts on it? I want to know what you think about it. Because I don't know. Let me know what you think about the chicks with the Kiss makeup that are half naked.
They definitely look hot. I don't know if that somehow makes me a little gay.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, is it totally weird to want to fuck the just like bang the hell out of these chicks in Kiss makeup?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're just ordinary human beings.
Yeah, and then it raises the question... If you're gonna bang a chick in Kiss makeup, which makeup is it gonna be? So what's your pick for that, D-Rock? What you got? Who you banging?
The one with the biggest tits?
I don't know. My deal is this. It's like I'd have different ones for different things. Like the chick that's gonna blow me is gonna look Paul.
Yeah, because I think that she's gonna be
because of the red
she's
lipstick.
She's gonna have a long tongue. You know. So.
I feel you. I'm just saying, DJ chick should be Paul because of the red lips. But then, I don't know.
Yeah.
Still.
But you know, like still all in all though, that still makes it a pussy.
So you would rather have Peter blow you than, Paul blow you than.
I don't
Peter.
Know.
But you can't really go there, Clinton, because Peter's still a pussy. You know, so
maybe he's the best one. Or she.
I'm not saying he's a pussy.
We're not talking about Kiss. We're talking about the girls in their makeup. Let's clarify that.
I'm not saying that.
In case someone just tuned in.
I don't know. It's kind of going to a weird place.
I know, but I mean, so I'm not the only one that would bang with these chicks. That. Okay. Well, I wanted to know. Say. Well, yeah.
Hey, let me clarify that. Mom, I wasn't saying that like, Peter's a pussy. I was just saying.
You better
saying,
ask
you
our
know.
Coin if you can give the real deal or if you're on. Like on the fucking Tom Snyder. Like. No, I'm just saying. I started to think, man, am I weird for wanting? It's like, man, these bitches look pretty good.
Weird type
and
of
painted
person.
Up. Is that weird? Is that weird? I don't know. You let us know out there, Kiss Army, because I don't feel like it's that weird.
That's like you saying you want to hook up with Marilyn Manson. Because
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Nothing like it. I'm talking about chicks. Paint it up as our
yeah,
as
I know.
Kiss.
I'm just
it's
saying,
totally
yeah.
true, but it's totally different.
Right. I don't know what the deal is, but it's like on Facebook all the time. There's just tons of them, man. And
yeah,
it's
I've
like
noticed that.
There's this one chick that I'm friends with that she looks like Betty Page in real life. She has the Betty bangs and the whole getup, but she painted herself as Peter Criss with like the Betty bangs and like this leopard print Betty. Outfit is fucking hot, dude.
Yes.
That's all I'm gonna say about it for now, but I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about. Another thing. Excuse you, motherfucker. Like, what?
At least it wasn't the kisser around the world, it was the kisser in the studio.
Right. Well, it happens. It happens all the time. But anyways, another Kiss subject. This time it's coming from my man, Clinton. What you got?
Let's stop this pussy
it's
putting
a Kiss
around.
Subjects? What?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really say much about Paul in the Access Live thing, but, I mean, he sounded pretty rough.
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought his voice sounded like a little bit weirder when he was speaking than when he was singing, though.
Well, still, it's like what you said earlier, though. I mean, they're up there in age, you know? They can't hit as high as they used to back in the day, you know?
I mean, yeah. Paul's
every once in a while, but
for...
not for as long as they're on tour, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's not going to be able to wail like he did in the 80s.
Right. Or more or less, you know, as long as they're on tour, you know, I mean, every night or every other night, you know, still. When you get that old, man, you know, your voice isn't going to hold out that much or that long, you know.
That's 60. What right. is he? He's 62, right?
And more or less the whole night, you know.
61, 2, something like that.
He's like 62.
I think, yeah, I think he might be. But yeah, I mean, that's... You can't really expect a 62-year-old man to do that shit. But, you know, he does. He jumps up and lands on his fucking knees and shit. He
yeah,
gives it
I mean,
all for the people still, man.
Yeah,
well, being in physical shape's different.
And it's different, too, though. It's totally different, though, when you're watching it live versus on TV. You know what I mean? If you're
right.
there, everybody's singing, you're singing. Paul sounded fucking fantastic if you're there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He always does if you're there. So does Gene. I mean... One thing that did come through on the TV, though, for me on that show was Eric, you know? His vocals are great, dude.
Well, I thought, you know, one thing that really impressed me with that, too, vocal-wise, was, man, their harmonies were tight.
Yeah, they really were.
Super I mean, they were
tight.
Crisp, they were clear, you know, they weren't muffled out in the back. I mean, they were right up there in front, and they really
I don't know,
had
I mean,
tight,
I guess it was you know? Totally, I mean, it was totally live, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't really have time to doctor it up in the studio.
No, it was
like
broadcast
live.
Yeah.
Like most live stuff we've heard. So.
Right. Yeah, it had a great sound and everything. I wasn't complaining about it. I
thought the music sounded...
Yeah, it sounded great.
Oh, it
awesome.
Was excellent.
I just
drums
think
were thick.
Paul sounded a little rough compared to...
He may have been
normal.
A little hoarse, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure but, he's wore out, man. I mean, that would take a lot out of me, and I'm half his age.
Right.
I probably couldn't even do it.
No,
to be perfectly honest.
It would be like a one night thing. You'd be able to get through one night and then
I would,
you're done.
Yeah, right. I would probably end up getting hurt.
All right.
By the time I was.
Like back in the old days, you'd do a show and the next 2 days you didn't have a voice.
Right.
Yeah, you'd be drinking fucking chloroseptic and shit back in the day. With lemons and honey and fucking. I don't even know what else went in your throat. Not like that.
I
Not
do.
Like that.
It wasn't that.
Yeah.
Shh. You're not supposed to say anything.
Right. Right. I didn't mean it like that. But you know what I'm saying. You were wrecked the next day.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But you know, when you're playing all the time, you get stronger.
Right.
Like the recordings, as far as any of my old bands that I sang in, like Have Nots or whatever. When we played all the time and then recorded, I sound way better than if we just were in the studio.
Right.
You know, not that I ever sounded worth a fuck, but still,
yeah,
you
always,
tell the difference
I mean,
when you're playing a lot.
I mean, if you have a talent, you only get better if you practice.
It's like a muscle.
Yeah.
And that muscle's a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Right.
Here's something I want to know, and I just don't know. Maybe one of you guys do know, or one of our Kiss Army brothers, sisters out there. You know how you always hear about fucking the origins of the fire? Gene took lessons from Amazel and the Magician and all this shit. But you never really hear about how he decided to start spitting blood, where that all came from. Like, what's the deal with that? Have you ever heard the actual...
Well, I had always heard that it was just because it was like, you know, he was a big... You know, horror movie.
Well,
buff,
obviously,
you know,
I'm not
and then
saying
it just
that
just
I'm saying
came out through
general.
That because he wanted to be all theatrical about
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I know all
know.
That. Everyone knows that, but I'm saying, you know how they always talk about Amazo was his mentor as far as fire breathing. Like, just where did the idea, like, I don't know, just where did it come
Why
from?
Why decide to do it on stage?
Yeah, it's like, it's awesome. I love it and everything, but it's just like you never hear about what drove him to actually decide. I'm gonna vomit blood tonight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what, I don't even know if it was part of the first Kiss show at Coventry or wherever, you know, Academy of Music.
Right.
Did he do the blood then? I don't know. I just don't know. And that's one of those things I realized the other day I'd never heard anything about it before. You always just kind of accept it as part of Gene Simmons, you know?
Well, if anybody knows, send us a shout online.
Yeah, let us know. Oh shit, speaking of shouts, it might be that time. Might be the time for what? We're talking about that Kiss Army roll call. Oh, shit. Yay. Woo! Alright. So yeah, what it is all of our Facebook buddies on the Strange Ways Kiss Podcast Facebook can sign up and be shouted out. And as usual, we're going to have the old dog himself, Clinton, read it, because I am always afraid of fucking up somebody's name. But I wrote them nice and clear for you, buddy, so here you go.
Okay,
what you got? Strange Ways Kiss Army roll call. Here we go.
Well, it's a good thing I've been reading your...
my chicken scratch for
years.
30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel ya. I could read yours too. No, just about anyone else's in our old circle, but that's about it.
What are we waiting for?
We got Spencer Wetmore from LA.
Alright, Spencer Wetmore from City of the Angels. Right on.
Kelly Wagner.
Hey, Kelly Wagner. We shouted you out last time. What's up?
Of course, Matt Porter.
Oh, yeah, the Kiss Room! The best Kiss radio that I've heard.
And I'll go ahead and say hello to Craig Smith, too.
Hell yeah, Craig Smith. Yeah.
And Ben Mitchell from Springfield, Utah.
Oh, right on, Ben Mitchell. What's up? He likes our covers a lot. I don't think he's heard. I think he said he hadn't heard a full episode yet. I'm thinking
that he's missing out.
I don't know. Some
it's a Podomatic. It's that. iTunes. Check us out.
Well, he, you know, whenever, if you click on that, it takes you to the to our podcast page or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it's if you go down in like the right side corner.
All the episodes.
All the episodes are listed down there, and you can check them out on there.
Yeah, they're all on there. iTunes as well.
So click on any of the Strange Ways songs or podcasts.
Yep, check it out.
Okay.
Check it out.
Back to
get stoned first like we do.
The Lion Man from Austin, Texas. I'm thinking about
who's
moving
that?
To Texas.
Who? What?
Chris Lyon.
Oh, the Lion Man.
Yeah.
Right on, man. You're thinking about moving to Texas? What? No way, I ain't letting
not,
you go.
Not for real, but maybe,
I like Texas,
maybe
though,
someday.
Man. Texas is cool.
Jeremiah Furry. He's the...
That's the dude from Edwardsville.
Yeah.
Fury. Right on. Is it Fury or Fury?
I don't know.
I'd say Fury.
That's what I would say, too.
It's not spelled like Fury, though.
I would say Fury.
Yeah. Sounds cooler, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe he's Jeremiah Fury Furry. Like Fury, and, you know, that's his nickname. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, he wants to come hang out, and we can make that happen, bro. Just
yeah, he wants to get on.
On the next one, come on.
I believe he's a bass player. I checked out a couple of pictures.
Really?
So he does play.
Cool, man.
Got lots of cool, like...
Maybe he can get on one of these
rock
covers,
t-shirts.
Right on. Jeremiah Fury Furry. Right on.
All right. And Wayne Box.
All right, Wayne Box.
Wayne.
And the next one is, I believe, I'll just say, I think I'm going to pronounce this right. It's Riz Lett from Dressed to Kill, which is
it's Dressed to Chill.
Sorry.
But still, they're from Australia. They're pretty awesome.
Or maybe
did you listen to that link they sent us? It's cool, man. They do like three acoustics and they do vocals, but they were doing Shandy with all the great lush harmonies.
Yeah,
they did a really cool version of Only You, too. I just watched it today, so.
Yeah, I've heard
it. It's cool, man.
I've heard a couple of them.
I think they're playing at the Cruise or something. I don't know. That it was like Chris Cruise promo or something.
Yeah.
The video they sent us. But yeah, guys, it was fucking awesome. So greetings to you guys down there in the Down Under.
All right. We got Ben Irvin.
All right. Ben Irvin, what up?
Woo-hoo.
Mike Medina. From Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, yeah. That funky Cole Medina.
Yeah.
He probably hates that fucking song. Sorry, bro.
I got a sister-in-law in Pennsylvania somewhere. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Angie Schaefer. She's...
What up, Angie?
Or LOL Ang LOL, as I like to call her. No.
I think that's Ange.
Yeah.
Angie.
Yeah.
Ang.
I know. It's funny when I read it on Facebook.
Go ahead.
And then Denise Hubbs.
She
likes all our stuff, so we like her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Danny Silvers from the UK.
What up, Danny?
first band was called Black Diamond.
Black Diamond.
Favorite Kiss song, man.
And Jody's first band played Black Diamond.
Yes, we did.
Along with just about every other 20 other Kiss songs.
Kiss Conduct.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Kevin Coyle.
All right.
What's up, Kev?
We got Core Ledgersty.
What up, Core Ledgersty?
Mike Wilson.
Hey, Mike Wilson.
And Emmanuel Adams. He's going to Disneyland today.
Right.
Which is really cool. I wish I could go to Disneyland today.
But it is what it is.
And Steve Boykin!
All right!
Yeah! Woo!
Is that the whole list?
That's
the Kiss Army roll call for episode 10. That's this episode. And thanks a lot, you guys, for listening to us. And there's your shout-outs right on.
Yeah.
Should we go? No, we'll save those for the end. But yeah, man, we think it's really cool that you guys listen to us, and we appreciate the fact that you do. So thanks a lot. It's awesome. So next subject, what you got?
What are we waiting for?
Well, since you guys ain't got shit, I got one for you. Let's just talk about the CATMAN. Let's talk Peter, Chris. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't spell that. But it sounded damn cool. Yeah. Anyways, the Catman, man. What's your thoughts on the CAT?
He had some pretty good songs that he did on his own, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, not his solo thing, but, you know, with Kiss.
The actual Kiss songs?
Yeah.
That's something we could do the rundown of the Peter Criss Kiss songs. Starting off with, I guess the first one you would hear would be what? Nothing to Lose. Even though he's not lead vocal. And we're not talking the Peter Criss songs that he plays drums on, we're talking vocals.
Right.
But yeah, so he sings on Nothing to Lose, and for my money, the coolest vocal parts in that song are Peter Criss.
Yeah, right. He's got those cool screams.
Yeah, the whiskey voice, scream. Blues interjections kind of feel.
Oh yeah, definitely on Alive.
Sounds real cool.
It's killer.
Yeah, super on Alive, where he's really screaming it out. Yeah, I love that.
That rips.
Blues is badass. We've talked about it before on the first Kiss album review, but yeah, it's a great fucking song. So what else do you hear from Peter? I guess the next one you would hear would be what? Black Diamond.
That's gotta be like one of my all-time favorite Kiss songs, period.
That's probably the best one that Peter Criss sings.
The arrangement, the vocals.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's a great song.
I'd put it at the top of the list for the ones that Pete sings. Yeah. I would probably.
That was actually the first song I actually learned how to play was Black Diamond.
Yeah. Next, I guess it would be Hotter Than Hell, Mainline. I like Mainline, it's alright. It's not one of my favorites or anything, but I don't know, you know. He sounds great, though. Vocally, Peter's always rocking.
Yeah.
You know, Mainline.
He's just from a different school than...
He's got that,
that jazzy,
wailing-ness.
Weird, I don't know.
I don't even know what
it's
you...
Cool.
Big band era swing to him, you know. Yeah, Mainline's a good one, dude. I don't know. It's pretty fucking rocking. He sounds vocally great, you know? The drums are pretty cool, too, but...
Oh, yeah. Peter always sounds good on the vocals on... You know, I'm just not a big fan of his, you know...
Anything he's done outside of Kiss.
Well, that's for sure.
I never have really liked any of his stuff.
No.
You were the first person I knew that had his, Out of Control... Where he's just his face on the cover.
Yeah, he looks like Ringo Starr.
Yeah, he really does, kind of.
Mixed with Kenny Rogers.
Well, I remember you got that the day that it was like the last day of freshman year. We walked all the way the fuck down. We were walking to Charlie's down Main Street about 40 blocks or so. Well, Charlie lived off of 60th and we were on 23rd.
That record store was like
48th. Yeah, we go in after walking on this summer day, and Clinton scoops up the Peter Criss before anyone saw it. We're all pissed. Because any one of us would have bought it, you know what I mean? That was at Main Street Records. Yeah, we've talked about that place a lot.
I wish they were still there, man.
Yeah, I do too, man.
He probably is still up down
somewhere
at the flea market.
Yet.
Either that or, his grandsons and stuff were always there. My sister actually dated his grandson.
Really?
Yeah. In high school, so that's
really
kind of, sort of funny.
Should have told her to raid his Kiss collection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So So yeah, man.
So maybe one of them is set up at the flea market.
I haven't been in the flea market in a while.
I haven't either. I always like to go to.
They got a lot of music and stuff set up at those flea markets.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, you can find almost anything.
Anytime I go, I never find anything, dude. That's why I quit going. I just never find anything I want.
Just gotta find the right vendor.
Right.
I haven't been out there in a while.
Yeah. Peter, Chris, what were we talking about? That was what, Mainline?
Yeah.
What would be next? Fucking Dressed to Kill. Getaway, right?
Yes!
Getaway.
Getaway was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so yeah, Getaway.
So Getaway. I like Getaway way better than Mainline.
Yeah, Getaway's pretty rocking.
Yeah, we used to play that one.
Yeah, we did. That's another one we might end up covering sooner or later.
That'd be cool.
We've set this precedent on ourselves, which kind of fucks us around, because now we gotta record a Kiss cover for each episode. It's like, we can't really do one until we finish that. So sometimes that's what takes us a minute, too.
We gotta finish a song before we can do the podcast.
We impose this on ourselves, you know, but it's cool, you know, I like it.
Well, a lot of people like it out there, our listeners like it, so might as well keep them happy.
Yeah, we have fun doing it too, so right on. So yeah, Getaway's fucking rocking, dude. I don't know, Ace wrote that one. I guess he wrote, no, he didn't write Mainline. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? Just take a guess on the fucking Higher Than Hell. What we didn't talk about, it was like the most obvious one. Yes, you are.
I think I know, but I don't know if it's on the right album.
Yeah. Let me just say.
Is it one that I used to sing? And
no.
No.
It's a little bitty ditty. It's called Fucking Strange Ways.
Oh.
Fucking retard. I forgot it too, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, Strange Ways. I can't believe everyone that was listening was probably going, how did they skip that one? That was totally
unintentional.
We just did come back in for a little breaky
smoke
break. That's funny. I can't believe it. Strange Ways. This is the name of our fucking, you know, whole thing. Yeah, we're just those guys, I guess. So yeah, Strange Ways rocks. That's all we're gonna say about that.
One of our favorite Kiss songs.
Yeah, one of our all-time
totally
favorites.
Left out.
That
that's
never
fairly
think
obvious,
yeah. Right? Well, I guarantee there was people that were listening that were going,
what the fuck?
These guys
are stupid.
Must be mildly retarded.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Maybe full on retarded.
Something. They got something wrong with them. Let's leave it at that. So, Getaway. Yeah, that rocks. Then, let's see. Dressed to Kill has Getaway. And then, of course, Destroyer. I don't even want to talk about Beth. Meh.
Nah.
Beth.
Yeah.
Enough said. Take it on the Rock and Roll Over. What you got? Baby Driver?
That's awesome.
I like Baby Driver. It's a fucking... That's one of those ones that no one really ever talks about.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of thinks of it as a throwaway, but I always liked it when I was a kid.
I
thought it rocked.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
Cool.
You know, Peter sounds really good. Baby Driver, cool lead from Mace. I think... I wonder who wrote that one. Probably Paul. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. I can't think of it either. But yeah, Peter sings it and it rocks.
Yes.
And what else is on there? Hard Luck Woman.
Yes.
I really like Hard Luck Woman.
That's gotta be my second favorite, you know,
Paul
Peter
Stanley,
song.
My question for you guys is, okay, there's three basic versions of Hard Luck Woman. You got the Rock and Roll Over. You got the Alive 2, which is like electrified, basically. And that was in studio. They weren't really... Anyways, then you got the double platinum where the drums don't come in at the beginning, which I like. I think it's fucking cool.
I like it where it waits until they come
version.
In.
If I'm going to put it on like a little playlist on my iPod, I put the double platinum version on.
I agree.
That's mine. That's my favorite.
I would put probably anything that's also on a live 2, I would probably put the live 2 version.
Yeah, you choose the... Well, you're Mr. Alive 2.
Dude, can you imagine when I was a little kid, like... Those are the first pictures I'm seeing of Kiss.
Right.
Like Alive 2, Love Gun.
That's why you're still into this shit.
Rock and Roll Over.
It's just like, that's what happened to you. You want to know what's wrong with Clinton? It started at Alive 2 when he was like 3.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's just the way you look at it. I love it. You know, it's cool.
I found a picture of... Or I found one of my old Viewmaster discs.
Oh, yeah?
I only have one.
Nice.
And I think it seems like it's from like Dynasty.
Right. So, Super Kiss Dynasty.
Yeah, so they got the
capes and the,
yeah, the
aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Yeah, which
but
of the,
it's cool.
Which of the Dynasty jeans? There's like four different Dynasty jeans. You got the one that's like the typical foil. You got the one that's kind of like a darker one that's like almost like rhinestone silver. You got the one where he's got the spider on his fucking back. And then there's some other one, I don't know how to describe it, but it's similar to the original foil one that we call
it
foil.
Yeah, but it looks more like real melted steel or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like molten almost.
Yeah.
I like that thing with the freaking spider thing on his back. It's more like a, it's like bones. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not one you
it's
see
like
him
a, it's like a skeleton
with much.
Out of, like,
yeah.
Stuck on his back.
Yeah. I don't recall ever seeing any kind of video footage of that particular costume. Do you? Or maybe we just never saw it because we see him from the front, you know?
Maybe.
And that it's only be. On his back. I don't know. But anyways, that's off the subject. We're talking Peter Chris for now. And we were talking Hard Luck Woman, so I'm saying double platinum. You're saying double platinum?
I'm saying double platinum.
Of course, Clinton goes with Alive, too. Surprise. Fucking surprise. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I like that version a lot, too. And so when we get to Love Gun, right? What's on Love Gun? Fucking Hooligan. I like Hooligan.
Yeah.
It was another one that was good live. That they actually, you wouldn't think that they would play that. I guess they needed a new Peter song in the mix or something. But I like Hooligan.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I like that one.
You like that one, D-Rocker?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, Hooligan. So then we get to the Alive 2. We're going to totally skip his solo album. I don't want to discuss that. We had our solo album episode. So then...
Yeah, I think Clinton was the only one that put something from Peter Chris on that
No,
list.
It was me.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, it was me. Threw the cat man a little frisky treat, remember?
Some tender vittles.
Some vittles and some fancy feast. With a little side order of Grey Poupon.
And some squeeze.
Some Scooby snacks always does the trick. And a little side order of shit. But anyways, so then you get to that Dynasty, and what you got on Dynasty by Peter? Dirty Living. Is that the only one? Is Dirty Living the only one?
Yes.
I think it is. I like Dirty Living, I guess. I mean,
yeah,
it's not one of my big favorites.
Yeah,
like, he sounds good, but the music just kind of reminds me of like, I don't even know what, like Rod Stewart. Do you want to think I'm sexy or something? That 70s ick. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just
late 70s.
It's not one of my favorites. Peter's vocals, you know, he sounds good. What else is there? When you get to Unmasked, obviously he's not. Doesn't sing anything on Unmasked. Doesn't play anything on Unmasked. Unfortunately, yeah, he's still on the cover, but that's about it. So that's the rundown of all the Kiss tunes with Peter Chris. But you know what? You know, you can't just talk about Peter Chris singing. You gotta talk about his drums.
Yes.
I mean, the guy, if you just watch, like, anything from 74 to 76, the dude is a monster, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, the drum solo on Alive.
Oh, that's killer.
Oh, my God,
but just,
dude.
I'm saying, just in songs, he always kind of improvises everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's never really quite the same every time. So it's like Winterland, the fucking Midnight Special, that Kobo Baby, fucking Kiss Vision, fucking old school VHS.
Right.
Everything on there, man, he's just fucking a monster, dude. And by the time, it's like weird, because then you see it on the Love Gun, like that, we used to watch The Summon all the time. Another Kiss Vision release. Kiss Vision was the shit in the day, dude,
right.
Were they not?
Yeah.
It was like, they actually had good quality fucking bootlegs. I always wondered what happened to them, I don't know. Never, I guess they don't really need to do that anymore, because of the DVDs, like Kissology and all that. But man, those were great. But anyway, you watch that Summit, and it was like, Peter Chris sucks, dude. He's not doing anything. No kind of fills, you know? And it's just weird. Like, it's like apples and oranges in a year's time. I don't know if it's just, he's just so fucked up or what. But you watch
probably
anything from the Love Gun tour, and he's sloppy, he's shitty.
Yeah, it's probably a few different things, you know?
Yeah, combination, he's sick of it.
Personal and
cocaine.
not only that, you know,
he's still scarred from Ace blowing him.
Yeah, sure, dude had some, you know, family issues. issues and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
Along with what was going on in the band, drugs, all the fame.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a fucking train wreck on the Love Gun tour.
That's a lot to deal with.
It began with Love Gun and just until he was gone, just got worse and worse and worse. Horrible. I love Peter Criss, but goddamn, man, it's like, what is he doing? What happened? Do you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
You listen to like early Peter Criss, and dude, I don't think he got the credit he was due.
Not at all. None of the guys in Kiss did musically.
Well, that's true.
People try to act like it's so simple, dude. Ace Frehley, Peter Criss, those two alone, there's nothing simple about what they're doing. I mean, right. Ace, yeah, he's playing blues pentatonic shit, and that's relatively simple, but he did it with such a style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
He just, I don't know, I love Ace Frehley, you know me.
Yeah, I mean, I do
but
too.
If you, just any of, like, his fucking, I just watch him in amazement, especially Winterland, because they show him a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And that Midnight Special, too. It's just, he's unbelievable, dude. Like, the shit he's pulling off. And, you know, you can hear it on a live as well.
Right.
It's cool when you see him do it. He just looks like it's nothing, man. He's badass. Peter Criss is the man.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what did you think, like, I don't know, like, when he came back in 96, did you think his drumming was up to snuff?
No.
I thought he was trying too hard. You know, like trying to be like he was when they first started, and he just wasn't there anymore.
He was more, I mean, he had really simplified everything, basically. I thought he was solid, but he wasn't doing the Peter Criss thing, you know, and I didn't expect him to, though. I mean,
you're
not going to be able to pull something off like you did when you were, you know, in your early 20s and young and hungry and badass.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to think about this dude's however old, 65.
Right,
well,
he was the
oldest
one.
He was like 60 then.
He's the oldest member of Kiss, right?
Yeah. Peter? He would have been in his 50s then, probably.
But still,
yeah,
you can't be 50 and rail like you did at Winterland at 74. You can't do it.
Well, no, you can't really say that. I mean, because to talk about another band, but dude, look at Neil Peart. You know, with Rush, that motherfucker still goes off on the drums makes it look easy. You know, and he ain't cheesing out on it.
He never really stopped. He never stopped.
That's
true. No, but still, I'm just saying you can't blame it on the age. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you with that. But when you take a big break, like even like the Peter Criss solo shit that was coming out in the '90s, you know, I didn't like it, but I heard it. You know, me, Kissaholic, whatever. I'm gonna hear it. I'm gonna check it out. I just never really attached myself to a muscle of that shit. Even the Ace solo albums, I like Frehley's Comet a lot, but I don't ever listen to it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, you know? The first one I loved.
I did too, man. I can even remember doing a fucking, we used to have that writing class, and me and Clinton, instead of writing poems, we just fucking write down Kiss lyrics.
Kiss lyrics.
Whatever lyrics.
Yeah,
I remember using dolls and getting an A on it and shit.
Yeah,
you know? It's just, you know, it was cool. Anyway, totally off the subject, but what were we saying?
Talking about Peter's drumming.
Yeah.
And how it got worse, and then he came back.
Yeah, when he came back, though, it's just like, he's just more of a straight drummer. He didn't have any of his, like, jazzy, big band swing.
Didn't have his fill-ins.
To himself.
Yeah.
If you listen to Alive, he's playing more toms than he is snare, almost.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's all over the place, and it's pretty badass.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
It's like, when we try to do these covers, we have to pick the ones that he's not going all ape shit, because I can't fucking do it.
That was like that one song took two of us to do the drums on.
Yeah, it's like, geez Louise. He was just a monster, dude. So if you had to pick, like, I know it's going to be kind of tough, but out of all the Peter Criss era Kiss shit, you know, if you had to pick one based on his drumming, what would it be?
Let's stop this pussyfooting around.
I mean, I might, again, just go with Love All I Can, because I love that fucking, he's basically got a big fill.
He's
solo.
Really, it's still a simple beat, but he's got all these different
things. Well, he's got that whole breakdown where
he's
railing it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you could also say, 100,000 Years has that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's tough to pick, though, out of just based on his drumming. I like what he's doing on Shock Me, where it's kind of like some weird hi-hat stuff. And for that matter, Calling Dr. Love has a pretty cool drum pattern with the hi-hat.
Yeah, it's and Peter, like, especially early stuff was some sort of, like, weird shit he was playing sometimes.
Yeah, it's not just your regular, you know, Marky Ramone, Four on the Floor style.
Right.
Peter Criss had, you know, he was, Gene Krupa was in him, you know what I mean?
He had some, like,
he was
a little
awesome.
More than...
It wasn't just 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
you know?
He
knew all of his rudiments, and he knew, Peter Criss is a monster, period.
Yeah.
He wasn't just like me, where I can, you know, play the simple shit.
But yeah, as far as, like, when they came back, the concert was probably epic. The coolest shit I've ever seen.
But you did have to cut the guy a little slack, it seemed like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we had to.
He was solid.
Plus, like, the way I looked at it, too, is, I mean, it was early in the tour.
True. He hadn't really warmed up.
Yeah.
And he stayed that way, though. It even got worse. But, you know, they were kind of playing a lot of the Kiss shit where there wasn't necessarily a whole lot of the crazy shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, things like they did play that do have them, like Watching You and 100,000 Years, he wasn't really doing it all hardcore. But, you know, I didn't have a big problem with it. I still want to, you know, I'll go out and say that it's probably the best big show I've ever seen, ever.
Yeah.
You know, in a big venue, for sure. We talked about that before, but... It was, you know?
Yeah, it was awesome.
And even with Peter kind of calming down in his age,
right.
It didn't bother me much.
No, I would have to say I noticed it, but it didn't bother me one bit. I was there to rock.
Right. Plus, in an arena like that, it almost sounds better when they play simpler shit, because a lot of times you can't hear all the...
Kind of muffles itself
out.
Yeah,
you can get lost in all the... But
mostly all you're hearing at the concert anyway is the bass drum and the snare.
When you're at, like, the Fox... You know, you're
something.
Hearing like some.
Yeah,
you can hear a lot more.
Well,
there.
There's better acoustics,
yeah.
And it's not a
you're
huge PA blasting these huge Marshall walls of sound. You know, I don't know. It was a great show, and Peter did it just fine. He was solid. He rocked that fucking show. You can't say he didn't. But you know, he changed in those 20 years away from Kiss. He just changed.
Yeah.
A lot.
Because it's not a part of your everyday life anymore.
He was, you know, and at that point he was, you know,
older.
He was doing it for the money.
That's true.
You know what I mean? He wasn't, I mean, I'm sure that was his main objective, was getting through it and
making his
a
retirement.
Bunch of money.
Yeah. Yeah, but, well, I don't know what he was doing.
I mean,
was fine, though, but you know what? I get so fucking tired of. Peter's like a big whiner. Post Kiss, he's always bitching about something, and it's just like, dude, I don't want to say it, but fuck off, you know what I'm saying? Quit bitching. You're rich off of these dudes. They were cool enough to let you back in '96. You couldn't hold your weight. Eric Singer's better. I mean, I love Peter Criss. I fucking love Peter Criss.
Right.
But I'm so tired of him bitching all the time. Quit bitching, dude. Sucks. But yeah. Here's another thing we could talk about as far as Peter Criss, though, is, do you remember when the, like, mid-80s, when that guy that looked, well, he didn't look anything like fucking Peter Criss, but he was passing himself off as Peter Criss.
Yeah.
And it was in, like, all these, like, Inquirer.
And the tabloids.
Yeah, the tabloids of the day. Inquirer, like, Star Magazine or whatever.
Roseanne and
Tom
Arnold went to find this
they went
dude.
To, yeah, Roseanne had seen that this supposed Peter Criss was down on his, like, a bum down on, like, on the beach or something.
Yeah, like, living in Florida, and you know,
just like, homeless.
Yeah.
So they go out of the kindness of their hearts, being Kiss fans, to go try to help this guy, and it turns out it's not even Peter Criss. Peter Criss is still comfy off 70s Kiss money, you know?
Right.
Obviously, they made a mint, you know?
Yes.
I'm sure he didn't snort all of it. You know? But, so anyway, they even had an episode, I don't know if it was on, like, Donahue, or I can't remember if it was Geraldo, maybe, or fucking any one of those, like, mid-80s.
Yeah, damn, I can't think of who it was either.
Tom, not Tom Snyder, but,
Donahue,
Jenny Jones, Sally Raphael, or no, Morton Downey Jr., maybe?
Ricky Lake.
Anyways, they were on the show, and then they had this guy, he was exposed as a fraud, and then the real Peter Criss comes out, and looking all weird, though. I remember thinking at the time, because he had, like,
blonde
hair. It was like, huh? I don't look nothing like Peter Criss.
Yeah.
And because I remember thinking of the guy that was pretending to be Peter Criss. So I was like, why would anyone think that's Peter Criss? Look at his blonde hair.
Yeah.
You know? That ain't Peter Criss.
Plus, he was fucking weird looking.
He looked like Heavy Metal Jim if Heavy Metal Jim got, like, ran over by a Mack truck. Like, he was just all... He looked like he was, like, his face just got beat up.
Yeah, his face was, like, a big puff.
Yeah, like, someone just ran over his head.
Like, his whole head was swollen, but his eyes and his mouth and his nose were still in the same spot. Somehow.
Fucking basketball head looking motherfucker. I don't know, but... I don't know why they just popped into my head. I just remember thinking how weird it was.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty
Peter
cool.
Peter Criss's big moment back in the spotlight because of some imposter who's homeless.
Yeah.
That's messed
it's like,
up.
I'm fine.
I think it might have been Donahue because we watched it over at Wilmering's. Remember he had recorded it and we went over there for band practice and his dad had recorded it for us and we watched it over there with Wilmering.
Yeah, it seems like I do back remember that.
But yeah, so that was a weird little scene out of Kiss, Kistery for Peter Criss. I don't know, man. Kind of fucking ate up.
Yeah, it was weird. Know?
Did you ever hear when he redid Bath Acoustic on one of his solo CDs?
I don't know if I have or not.
It's pretty fucking awesome. He's better than the Unplugged version.
Do you remember which album it is?
I can't remember, dude. One of the ones, I think it was the one where it was... had like half his face and the other half was makeup.
Then I do have that one.
I think that was the one. I could be wrong though. I haven't looked at it in a long time. But that was cool. Off the subject, but pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So what else you got in the Peter Criss realm of things? What are you thinking about?
Well,
we gotta say it. Well, go ahead.
I mean, Peter Criss solo albums was one of the first. I mean, it was one of the probably the first five Kiss albums I had.
Yeah.
So. I mean, when I got it, I loved it. And I thought Peter looked fucking... I always thought they looked killer on the
solo albums.
You know, that's killer pictures of them. So, you know, I loved that at the time, especially. So, and I would say at one time, like, early on when I first got Alive 2, like, Peter was one of my favorite makeup.
Yeah,
makeups or whatever you want to call it. Say,
because you were so young and he wasn't quite so. He was more recognizable as an animal.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
You were like 3 or 4. So.
Right. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, could be. Let me ask you guys this though. Two part little question. You know, there's a million. There's a lot of different Peter Criss makeups. You know, you got the first album weird look. You got. Hotter Than Hell has a certain look. They, you know, it kind of evolved through the years. So,
yeah.
What's your favorite, you know, Peter Criss makeup?
I would have to say probably just, you know, the most recognizable cat. You know, I mean,
I know,
the whole Chinese thing. You know, didn't you know like the painted on, you know,
so you don't like
goatee
the first
thing.
Album.
I didn't like the makeup off of that at all.
Right.
Or Paul's, you know.
I don't think, you know, Kiss didn't do their makeup on that. They had someone professionally
do
it. That's why it looks awful.
But
crazy.
I still like, I'd say I just go with the standard.
I know, but the standard like this on Clinton's shirt, he's got the Dress to Kill.
Yeah.
Or are you talking, you know, how on Dynasty starts to have
the green
here?
Yeah. I don't like the green.
I don't either. I like the black. Yeah, the black and the white.
Yeah.
I like the way he looks on Higher Than Hell because the actual black around his eyes isn't quite so... It's more like rounder.
Than it is going down to a point and coming back up.
It almost sort of goes back further.
He just looks really fucking cool on Higher Than Hell.
Yeah, I would
especially
have to
on
agree.
The back cover and... It's that particular Peter Criss that's my favorite makeup. I'm not a fan of the whole, like, Super Kiss, you know, with the Dynasty makeup where Ace got, like you said, with the blue and green and green. And, you know, it is what it is on that. So everyone said their piece on that. What about the Peter Criss costumes? What's your favorite on that?
I would have to say Dynasty.
Really? I kind of like that one. I mean, it's not my favorite, but it is out of the Dynasty costumes. It's the coolest
have, like,
of the four.
Ape skulls or something.
It's like monkey skulls or something. It almost looks like the flying monkeys from Wizard of Oz. That's what I was reminding me of. But I think out of the Dynasty costumes, that Peter's is the most like outrageous. You know.
I would have to go with, you know, the basic, you know, shirtless with the, you know, the
bandolier, the
bandoliers, yeah,
the love gun, Peter. Yeah, I like that a lot yeah. too. That's how I always used to draw him. If I draw him, that's the Peter I draw.
Right.
Shirtless, bandoliers, leather pants, with the zippers and whatnot.
Yeah, that was always my favorite too.
Yeah, I think that might be mine too. It was always pretty cool. Huh? He's like the bandoliers always reminded me of fucking Chewbacca.
Right.
But it did when I was a kid.
He's like actually Chewbacca's when
I
was a kid.
I never even thought about that.
Dude, when I was a kid, I kind of thought of like Star Wars and Kiss as kind of the same thing, because you'd like see the Kiss cards and you'd see like the Empire stuff, and it kind of has the same kind of look as like Love Gun, like the stairwell,
right.
Like the lighted stairways and
yeah.
shit. It just always, I don't know, I was just a dumb kid at the time, but
right.
It always kind of...
What
all,
a comparison.
It kind of went together for me as one big thing. I still love them both,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah!
It's crazy.
Yeah, it sort of still does, really.
Right.
It's pretty it's cool. It's all, you know, mid-70s.
Yeah, it's all from the same period. But, I never really liked, as far as the Peter Criss things, I always hated the fucking Destroyer Peter Criss outfit, where it's just like this sequins-y thing that it's like just cuts to a, opens up in the middle, and just that was the gayest Peter Criss costume of them all.
Yes.
Or what about if you see some of the early Kiss pictures, he's got like these leather pants and these weird little silvery boots, but the leather pants are almost like bell bottoms at the bottom.
Yeah.
You seen those?
Yeah.
Peter looks all young and cool though, minus the bells, you know?
Yes.
But I don't know, man. Peter Criss, such a great drummer. That just can't seem to do what he used to do, I guess.
Yeah.
I still love the guy, though.
Dude, playing in Kiss has got to be hard work. You right. know what I mean? Especially
yeah.
when you're friggin' 60, 65, 66
right.
years old.
There's no, I just don't
yeah.
think he could cut it anymore. I don't yeah. think we'll... Supposedly, at the end of the year, they're going to have their final, like, the big 40th year anniversary party kind of thing. Maybe, you know, Peter and Ace might show up and play and all this talk. So we'll see how the old Catman sounded.
Dude, they would probably have to get paid. I think they hate Gene and Paul so much.
Well, they'll get paid, I'm sure.
You know,
why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I guess that's
true. But, you know. Supposedly, though, it's going to be this big ordeal. I think they should have it to where... If Peter and Ace are going to come, they should definitely have Bruce there, Vinny
yeah,
Vincent.
Yeah, have everybody.
Everybody that's alive still.
Yeah, yeah, do like a rundown cool. from the beginning to the end, yeah.
What they should do is break it up into like acts, and they could do like the original Kiss wave of Ace and Peter, do like a set of that for an hour, take like an intermission, they come back and they do like a set. God damn, that was loud. They do a set with, you know, from basically Eric Carr, to the end of the makeup, and then they come out and do a make another set of non-makeup. Then they come out and do 96 on.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know. I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That would be
songs.
Cool. You know, what's weird for me is like with all this Kiss in makeup for the last forever, I kind of like I've been digging on the non-makeup
yeah.
shit a lot. Like, you know, I'm always the one that's kind of against the grain, I guess. So now I'm all into the non-makeup Kiss almost more than the regular Kiss.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up, I guess. But
well,
man,
I like
rocks,
the,
dude.
I like the non-makeup Kiss probably more than I like
the new
stuff.
Fuck
as
yeah.
far as,
I do too, for sure.
As far as the
no
music,
doubt about it.
I mean, but
it was heavier. You know, it's
he's
right
talking
in
like
time
he'll,
when
put,
the
he'll take the non-makeup
app
over like Psycho Circus, Sonic Boom, or Monster. I would too. I would
go with.
I love Monster.
Animalized and that.
Still,
like,
man, there's a bunch
creatures.
Of great songs. Yeah, well, Creatures is makeup. That's
oh,
one thing
yeah,
we could talk about
true.
Too. No one ever seems to talk about it, but no one. Maybe it was just here in America, but did the fucking Creatures without makeup? I had that before. I had the Creatures with makeup. You know, the cover with, it's like a 85 picture of them with
yeah.
fucking Bruce.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's
yeah,
the Creatures
it looks
I had
like
first.
Asylum.
Yeah.
Or maybe between...
It's like between Asylum and... Yeah, maybe. In that period, though.
Yeah.
With Bruce. So it's like I had that before I ever even found a copy of Creatures with makeup.
Yeah, me
you know
too.
What I mean?
That's what
and,
I mean.
No one ever mentions that. And I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Like, why the hell do they do that?
Yeah, no kidding. That is
weird. I think they were trying to capitalize on the, you know, like...
The new
sound of the non-makeup Kiss being heavy. So they were like, fuck it, let's shoot a cover... and put it on Creatures because that fits right into Animal Eyes and looking
really,
at that shit.
Really, yeah.
You know, musically speaking.
Yeah, they were transitioning to a newer rock.
And by the time that Creatures had came out, it never really got its due because Kiss was already pretty much over, you know.
Yeah.
People were sick of the makeup and all that. So, I mean, I understand that's probably the reasonings behind it, but I've never officially heard or anything.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone out there knows and can let us know. But I don't know, man. You know, it is what it is. It's just, came to my mind on an episode full of random thoughts. I figured, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I think maybe this might be enough for this episode. You know, we're running out of things to discuss, but as per usual, we do have a Kiss cover. What do you think about that?
I think it's really likable.
Likable?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And I hope you all make sure to stay tuned, because coming up here soon on one of our future episodes, we're going to have...
Oh, yeah.
The band Rocket Ride.
Rocket Ride.
Come in, and if we're lucky, maybe they'll jam a song or two.
Yeah, they actually. For us. Yeah, they're talking about they want to do an acoustic little set in here. So I said, that's cool.
Cool. Hey.
So we'll get maybe a couple songs from those guys, acoustic style. Brian, their drummer, said that they've been working up some songs that like Kiss never does. So maybe we'll hear something off the Elders.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
But they're a tribute to Ace, so maybe we'll hear some Dark Light, or I don't know what they're gonna play.
Whatever it is, it'll be good.
And they're gonna be at Contamination DEF CON 4 St. Louis. So you have to catch them. They're gonna be there on Friday though, so I will not get to see them. Damn.
Barnacles.
Yep. Exactly. So yeah, our newest cover, we did a little deal off of Live 2. Not off Side 4 though, so don't get your panties in a bunch here. But it is on Alive 2, and it's basically like kind of an Alive 2 version of Ladies' Room. So, Dez, if you're listening, I know you're going to dig it, bro. And, I don't know, any words on it, you guys, before I run it?
Well, it's a cover we did in our first band.
Yes, we did.
You know.
You could say that almost about any song.
Yeah, so...
One thing we can say, too, is it's about 4 hours old. I did the guitars today and mixed it down, and... This isn't going to be the final mix because I accidentally forgot one of Clinton's vocal tracks with the Gene interjections. So when I actually do the episode by itself, you know, for the download, for people to download, it will be the final mix. So this is the, you know, a rough mix of us doing Ladies Room Alive 2 style. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. Dance.
Thank you, Sweeney. Live 2 style. What'd you think? Did you like it?
I liked it.
I liked it too.
Loved it.
You know, it's not the final mix, but
of course it's us doing it, so we're gonna love it.
It was a pretty fun one to do, you know, pretty cool. We're gonna wrap this episode up, but before we do, we have something we gotta get to, and it's just saying thanks and a shout out to our fellow KISS podcast brothers and sisters out there. We're talking the KISS Room. Who else are we talking about?
KST.
KISS for Science Theater. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Love those guys. And what else? KISS Room.
Three Sides of the Coin's
awesome. Podkiss. Ken Mills. What up, Podfather? Who else? What?
Creatures of the Net.
Creatures of the Net's pretty good, yeah. Generations of KISS. There's some KISS retrospective radio show. It's like all over Facebook. I haven't checked it out, but they play KISS for a few hours. So check that out. And stay tuned. We're going to have Rocket Riot. We're going to have a, you know, hopefully we'll do an episode before the fucking contamination. If we don't, we're really slacking because that's at the end of August. So you'll hear from us before then, but you will hear a little review of that once that happens. But once again, we're going to sign it off. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks for downloading, commenting. If you like the Facebook page, write on and all that kind of stuff.
Make sure you send us your ideas of songs that you'd like to hear us redo, too.
Or anything you even just want to hear us talk about. Whatever. We just want to interact with us, KISS Army. It's cool. And we just want to say thanks again. And once again, from Jindal, I'm Jody Havnot.
This is Clinton.
And I'm D-Rock.
King of the streets. All right, so, you know, sayonara, KISS Army. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye.
Hey, this is Clinton from the Strange Ways podcast. I hope you liked episode 10. Make sure you check us out at Podomatic, Facebook, and iTunes.
This is Jody. How you doing?
He's like Herman.
It's like when Herman gets all like excited.
I did love the monster.
Fuck yeah. Alright, that's it for us. Good night, goodbye.
Bye.
And sayonara.
Workout tape for dirty minds and clean bodies. I will show you how to get the body you always wanted and the woman it belongs to. Yes, the Paul Stanley exercise tape. Join me, won't you?
The Paul Stanley workout tape, available where better videos are sold.
Because a muscle is a terrible thing to waste.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
KISS!
It's your place for all things KISS and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salute. I'll go home and get your fucking
copy of Crazy Nights.
Motherfucking
History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all over the place.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.